Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. The BBC is making its own smart voice assistant for use in its website and apps for mobile and smart TVs. The voice assistant, called Beeb, will also be made available for manufacturers to include in devices like smart speakers. Beeb is planned for launch next year. Gartner released its estimates that worldwide smartphone shipments declined 1.7% year over year in the second quarter, from 374 million to 368 million. Only two of the top five markets, China and Brazil, saw growth, and China's growth was 0.5%. India saw a 2.3% drop. Huawei and Samsung both saw growth as well, with Samsung's growth coming from mid-range and entry-level handsets. 9to5 Google notes that the original Chromecast seems to be stuck on firmware 1.6.159268, while all other Chromecasts have the most recent 1.42 firmware. The preview program also shows the first-gen Chromecast getting 1.36 versions. Google told 9to5 Google it will continue to update it with bug and security fixes. The U.S. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, told Reuters it is working alongside, quote, election officials and their private sector partners to help protect their databases and respond to possible ransomware attacks. CISA will provide educational materials, penetration testing, and vulnerability scans, along with recommendations for how to prevent and recover from ransomware. Lenovo announced new ThinkPads with Intel's 10th-gen processors. The X1 Carbon gets the 10th-gen Comet Lake chips and Intel's Project Athena guarantee of 9 hours of battery life, coming in September, starting at $1,479. The X1 Yoga doesn't get the battery life guarantee, but does have the Comet Lake chips coming in September, starting at $1,609. And the ThinkPad L13 and L13 Yoga get the new chips and new thinner and lighter designs, as well as brighter displays and smaller bezels. The L13 starts at $749 and the L13 Yoga at $919, both coming in October. The Verge reports Facebook is developing a companion app for Instagram called Threads for more intimate sharing between users and their closest friends. Location, speed, and battery life information is shared along with photo and video messages. In May, Instagram stopped development on Direct, which was a standalone messaging app in the works since late 2017. Instagram employees who work on messaging were folded into the Facebook Messenger team earlier this year. Yelp is offering new filters in its iPhone app to offer results based on dietary, lifestyle, and accessibility preferences. Yelp will also ask users to pick from cuisines, types of dishes, and snacks and drinks to get a better sense of what they like, and then use that data along with what's nearby and open to suggest the best spots that also might be dog-friendly or wheelchair-accessible, for example. The new features are rolling out to 60% of iOS app users today, with a full rollout to all iOS users in the fall. Android will get a subset of these features, with full features sometime next year. Netflix announced that The Irishman, directed by Martin Scorsese and starring Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci, will debut in theaters in the U.S. November 1st, in the U.K. November 8th, and arrive on Netflix November 27th, Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. That's a 27-day theater exclusive. However, major theater chains require a 90-day exclusive, so you won't be able to see The Irishman in AMC, Cineplex, Regal, or Cinemark theaters. Google's Nest Hello video doorbell has added the ability to send alerts to users when a package is delivered if they subscribe to the Nest Aware subscription in the U.S. The feature detects boxes as well as the fact that a person was at your door. Current subscribers get the feature automatically. And finally, French President Emmanuel Macron announced that he and U.S. President Donald Trump agreed on a compromise regarding French taxation of tech companies. Essentially, France will continue its current plans to tax tech companies under a new Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, framework is agreed next year. The framework is meant to tax companies based on where they operate, not where they're headquartered. The current French plan requires that marketplace and advertising companies that generate more than 750 million euros in global revenue and 25 million euros in France to pay 3% of French revenue in taxes. That impacts mostly U.S. tech companies. Tax paid under this French scheme before the OECD framework is implemented will be used as credits for the OECD plan, and any overpayments will be refunded. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.